USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today marks 1 year since President Joe Biden was sworn into office. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, claims the president's first year in office has been nothing but failure after failure.
This is a president that's had 1 year anniversary, one party control, and what do we have? We have an economy that's damaged, we have streets that are dangerous, we have our enemies dominating, and we have American morale low.
Russia is continuing to face stern warnings from the United States and its Western allies about potential action against Ukraine. Following a meeting with French, German, and British ministers, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russia will face a response for any action taken against Ukraine.
If Moscow chooses the path of further aggression, we will impose swift and massive costs.
USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
A low supply of homes is being blamed for a drop of sales of previously owned homes. The National Association of Realtors says that the figure dropped 4.6% last month. That comes out to just under 6.2 million units. Full year sales for 2021 were just over 6.1 million. That's an 8.5% jump from the pandemic-filled year of 2020. The NCAA is adopting new standards for transgender athletes.
The NCAA Board of Governors changed its policy regarding transgender athletes that started yesterday. The new approach to allowing transgender athletes will follow a sport-by-sport model similarly adopted by the U.S. and International Olympic Committees. The NCAA said if there was no international federation policy, then the previously established IOC policy criteria would be followed. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
286,000 people filed for unemployment last week. That's a jump of 55,000 from the previous week. Economists chalking it up to that Omicron surge. Many restaurants are still experiencing a big slowdown, and there are talks underway regarding a dining industry bailout in the range of $48 billion. Aside from all the COVID issues and people calling in sick, Ron Sue, who's the co-founder and chef of Lazy Betty and Juniper Cafe, tells CNN he's also dealing with supply chain issues.
The new restaurant we opened, which was kind of our answer to a to-go and open-air dining solution to COVID, at my new restaurant called Juniper Cafe, we have issues with getting something as, or used to be as plentiful as chicken. You know, every day we're dealing with different chickens from different farms and different cuts of chicken. And you know, the fallout from that is customers are expecting one type of chicken one day, and we have no recourse but to give them a different type of chicken.
Instagram is rolling out paid subscriptions. Creators will be able to charge subscribers anywhere from $1 to $100 a month for access to exclusive content. The new feature is currently being tested with a small group of United States creators. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.